This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're here with Love Our Proud
with Z and G on Joy 94.9. Did we get a... Is that Wendy? Was that Wendy? A recording of Wendy? Because we still haven't heard her voice, you know?
We still have... Look.
38 episodes, we still haven't heard
Wendy's
voice.
And we're trusting her with these sound effects. So who knows how it ends up?
Yeah, how does Wendy... That's how... Well, wow. That's how Wendy communicates,
you know? It sounds like the technology over there on the boards is going crazy.
I know. And, you know, even the live... In-studio live audience... Guys. Thank you. Guys.
Thank you for being a part of it every week.
But you're very tame and you calm down when we want you to.
Yes.
It's good.
Yes, they're a good on-off... sort of audience.
And you know what they aren't? They aren't inanimate objects. They aren't robots.
No. Could you imagine if they were?
Could you imagine? Because there's a lot of sympathy, you know, that you can show towards robots and inanimate objects.
And it doesn't make sense, you know. No. Sympathy is normally an emotion or something you give or you feel towards something.
Yeah.
Something has happened to them that, you know, you really wish didn't happen to them.
Yeah.
You know, or they have a job, then you go, oh, I wish you didn't have that job. You know, I've started to notice that I'm feeling that towards things that don't deserve sympathy.
Okay, yeah. You know? Yeah, okay, yeah, I get what you're saying.
Look, look, strap in, because it's a little bit tinfoil right now.
Well, you know, at this late at night, you can afford to have a little bit of tinfoil
a little bit of an topics. Alternative theory.
Yeah,
right,
you know, why not? Why
but
not?
One of the things I've noticed is that I've started to feel sorry for certain robots and machines.
Oh, did you get the latest robot, did you?
The robot, yeah.
Yep.
No, I've just noticed that, you know, there are certain... machines that perform operations over and over and over.
Uh-huh. Okay, yep.
And it must be the worst job ever, you know?
To continually be doing the same task over and over again, like a vending machine.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah, okay.
Regardless of whatever button you press or whatever,
it's doing the same action, picking up that bottle and chucking it at you.
You know, and it gets worse. Like, imagine if you were a robot, but you were a robot that was just an automatic door. You know, that's all you've got to do. That's all you've got to look forward to is someone walking and triggering you.
And people who, you know, fake out the automatic door. You know, they're doing their job for no reason. People are faking them out.
You know, and no one wants to do their own job for no reason.
No.
But these poor robots are copying it.
Oh, yeah,
I've noticed
copying it. Yeah. Oh,
with, say, like CCTV footage.
Oh, yeah, because, yeah, I get it, because they're innately closed circuit.
Yes.
So, I mean, you know, really, they're strapped to that location.
Yeah, and only who needs to see it gets to see it.
That's right. It doesn't get to see the world. It only gets to see that, you know,
that
90, 45 degree, well, I don't know degrees. Producer Dylan, do we? Can we get a weigh-in on the degrees?
I would say 180.
A 180?
Ooh, 180 would be a straight line.
Yeah, that's true. Thank
360
you
would be a circle.
Wendy, I don't know. Well, fair enough,
but,
Wendy.
So you think that they should have travel agents for CCTV cameras?
Yeah, you know, Take them out, wine them and dine them, you know, let them see a lot more of the world than just the back alley, you know,
in the tiers my front of, door. You know, machines and robots, yep. Right? I feel like phones are pretty much at the top of that list.
Oh, yeah.
They're touched a lot.
Exactly. I think that's fortunate, you know, you get to be touched all the time.
Uh-huh.
Hey, look at that.
Wendy's very vocal tonight.
She's very emotive tonight. It's
good. That energy drink must have really got coursed through her veins.
Well, we heard from her apparently earlier in the sound effects segment.
Well, Wendy, can you stop commenting?
We're complimenting you.
Yeah, jeez. Anyway, Wendy.
And, you know, phones, I feel, get a good rap of it, you know,
in terms of
comparing it to other machines, because they get to go everywhere with you.
They
you know?
Get to be out and about with you, seeing the whole entire world.
With the camera you have
That's
on
right,
the phone,
exactly.
They get to see everything you see.
And they're nice and intimate, you know, up close to your face.
Yeah.
Isn't that beautiful?
You know, huh?
If they've got
closer.
An ear fetish, they're...
Or a wax fetish, you know.
Well, and they get to listen to all the cool music you listen to.
That's
Think about it. You listen, you know, everyone knows that you have the best... taste in music.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's place is the best.
Right.
Of course,
and your phone gets to experience that.
That's right. Yeah.
But they also get to overhear all your little juicy conversations.
Ooh. Aren't the phone companies doing that anyway? They're already listening in on the...
Oh, see, it's getting too tinfoil.
Your
microwaves are, according to...
Yes, we had the discussion.
Donald Trump.
Yes, yeah. Of the microwaves listening to your conversations.
Listening? Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. All right. That's a new one.
Over popcorn.
Yeah.
So...
Exactly. It would be very loud. And the noodles that I cook in there, you know...
I'd imagine if it was popping popcorn all the time, it would think it's under attack a lot in the microwave.
Whoa, yep. Put a wiretap on that one.
But you can also, I feel like, it doesn't have to just be robots that you can feel sympathetic for, you know? It's sometimes inanimate objects. But I guess, you know, a microphone's pretty, it's like in between. It's like an inanimate robot, right?
Yeah. It's an inanimate object that captures our voice.
And look, after every show that Laugh Out Proud does,
yeah,
I feel sorry for our microphones. Mm,
it does cop it. It does cop it quite during the show, you know?
We tend to change volume.
We
often.
Do. We yell at it. We especially in the call-out segments.
Yeah, it gets heated.
It gets very heated. The microphones are overworked.
And we have to get nice and close to the microphones.
Yeah,
and
we do.
You know, lucky for them that they... Look, I'm under the impression that microphones can't smell.
Mm.
But when we get our double garlic breads before the show...
Yeah, garlic and tuna pizza.
The garlic tuna and the onion...
With the
and the loads of coffee that we drink beforehand.
The microphones are lucky that they aren't melting, you know, from the smell that comes out of it. You know?
And it's kind of constant awkward sexual tension because you're that close to your microphone.
Mm.
And it's like, will they, won't they kiss? Mm-hmm. And then that never happens.
Look, so but you tease it every now and then.
Yeah. Oh, I've made out with this microphone many a time.
And we've had to sit and watch it.
Live on air during the song.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.